I'm so glad to be out of the heat. I know, even with these big floppy sun hats. Although, you look amazing in yours. It's true. It gives you like an air of mystique. Fine. You don't have to believe me, but you can't pretend you didn't hear the whistling on the boardwalk. Oh, it was totally for you. Okay, maybe a little, but we were together. You gotta take half the credit at least. Good. I'm glad that's settled. Oh, I'm sure she'll be back in a little bit. Did I get a lot of sun on my back? Oh my shoulders. Like, great. Right? No, she's fine. Don't worry about it. She's fine. No, don't call her. That's just no. She's fine. Oh. I didn't get to see that. It's cute. Did you try it on first? Yeah, that shade of blue totally is your color. I bet you'll look really great in that. Can I see you in it? You don't have to. Oh, okay. No, I mean that, like, I basically grew up in your house, and we're adults here. You don't have to go scurrying to the other room like I'm gonna see something I shouldn't. Wow, that is. Well, I'm going to say it's conservative. I mean, on one hand, the color is perfect for you, but it's also, I don't know. It hides you. Like, you're in really good shape, and this just, it doesn't show you off, like at all. No. That is totally the point. So, just because you're married, that means you can't be hot? Yeah, totally. Well, of course she is. You're her mother. She's got all these genes from you. Here, hang on. Let me slide that off your shoulders and try this on. Of course it's too big, but this one has strings that you tie and it'll hold it in place and it'll still fit you. We just have to pull them in a bit and retie this one into a little bow knot in the front, and there. See? God, you look hot in that top. You have to wear that later. Look at the mirror. Your tits look awesome. Oh, come on. That's what they are. Fine. Your breasts look incredible. Well, you won't fit in my bottoms, but I think she has some that'll go with. See? Look at you checking yourself out. I told you. What? No, she doesn't care. It was her idea to bring you and get you out of your comfort zone a little. She's fine. I swear. No, don't. Okay, look. Cards on the table. Yes, she ditched us. Last night, when we were at dinner, these guys came by the table and. No, this was when you were on the phone. Yeah, and she really, you know. Anyways, they were DMing all last night, and she saw him when we were out on the boardwalk. DMing, it's like texting. Yeah, so she asked me to, you know. No, I'm not babysitting you. You are a full-grown woman. I mean, look at you. You so do not mean babysitting. Honestly, I would rather be here with you than out there with them. The rest of his bros were not my type, like, at all. I'm serious. Plus, if I had spent any more time out there, I would have gotten burned. I work hard to stay this pale. Oh, her sex life? She has a couple of partners. Yeah, it's good. She's not lonely. They don't have a lot in common, per se. She doesn't have a type. She doesn't have a lot of them, but they're... Let me put it this way. She casts a wide net. No, not boyfriends. They're partners. Both. You didn't know? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Okay, good. She was actually a little worried about telling you. I don't know, and honestly, it probably doesn't have anything to do with you. Just it can be scary. I'm sure she'll tell you soon, or if you'd like, I can tell her I accidentally... Okay, I'll do that. Once she gets over freaking out about it, she'll feel a lot better. That was weighing on her a little, so... A couple years, I think. I don't know. All the details, we got drunk a while back and she told me about it. Yes, we drink sometimes. Come on, you had to know that. Yeah, see? Don't worry. It's not like it's a problem. We don't drink every day, just once in a while. I think it's just like one, so it's mostly boys. Really? Never? Now see, that surprises me. No, not like that. I just always thought you were like the cool mom who had experienced some things. You were always so understanding and compassionate, and I don't know, that's usually comes from having a bigger life. I didn't mean it as like a compliment, but you're welcome. God, it's so lovely in here. I'm so glad that we left the... we left the AC on. This is not a chat I imagined having with my friend's mom today. Anyways, yeah. Do you mind if I take my top off? I was really sweating out there, and yeah, they're so big that I get a lot of sweat underneath them or between them. It's always better if I can let them air dry. That's so much better. Yeah, by all means, free the nip. You really do have beautiful breasts. Well, thank you. So, can I ask you a question? You've really never been with another woman? So is it like you just never had the opportunity, or are you not attracted to women? Since high school? I didn't know you two had been together so long. And you've never been with anyone else? That's fascinating. So, are you attracted to women? Come on, it's just a question. I'm not gonna snitch on you or anything. Come on, I asked you first. Okay, fine. I'm attracted to both men and women. Probably a little more men than women, but... Well, really it's more like I like older men and women. I wouldn't say I have a thing for older men and women, but yeah, maybe. You're definitely my type. I remember a few years ago, I was over your house and you were sitting on the couch having a glass of wine. You got up to get a refill and like, you had on these gray shorts. Do you remember those? They weren't booty shorts or anything. They were kind of riding a little high, so they were tight. And there was like this casual little sophistication thing as you walked to the kitchen. It was really attractive. You always used to wear high heels, so your legs have always been really well defined and like, oh my god. I'm sorry, I should not have said that. I didn't mean to like make you uncomfortable. Okay, good. Okay, fine, yes. I had a crush on you. I'm a leg girl, no. Thanks to you. Nothing was before, I mean. Yeah, have you seen your legs? Do you really not know how sexy you are? I mean, you're fantasy material. Let me put it this way. I'm wet just from having this conversation. You really don't know, do you? You're not that much older than me. Technically, I guess you are, but you're younger than my mom. Plus, I've been with older men than you. What if years? Yeah, of course, I'm in my 20s. This is a time to figure it out that. Oh my gosh, exactly. Setting down will come later. For right now, I'm enjoying experimenting and learning. Well, thank you. But you still haven't answered my question. Come on. I told you. The rule is clearly stated. You have to tell me too. The rules I made up, of course. You do? You mean curvy girls like me? Okay, I won't, but I don't want to push you or anything. Are you sure? Okay, well, come on, sit over here. Do you want to touch them? You look like you want to touch them. They're very sensitive. Fuck. Yeah. That feels good. Actually, the other one is even more sensitive. Do you have any idea how many times I've fantasized about this? No, not just older women, about you. Like this. Behind everyone else's back. Fuck. I know, they're big. As big as my head. Especially my nipples, yeah. I have to put band-aids or something over them if I'm going to do anything strenuous, like swimming or fuck. Yes. God. Yes. Honestly. I'm so turned on right now. If I touch myself just a little, I would. Okay. On my back, like this. Oh, God. Yes, I'm gonna. Keep going. Oh, my God. Oh my god. Oh, yeah, it's really hard. You lady or maid. Oh. You just made a woman come. You barely had to touch me. How's it feel? Good. Yeah. Well, I mean, it feels like an orgasm. Fucking incredible. Don't get me wrong. Cock feels great, but this really feels good too. It's different, but also very similar at the end. Would you like me to make you come? Let me rephrase that. I would really, really like to make you come. Okay, good. Thank you. I don't know why I'm saying thank you. I'm really glad, I guess. Okay, don't worry. I'll be gentle. Why don't you untie that and I'll slide this. Did I already tell you that I have a thing for your legs? I did. Good. Now, just lay back. And relax. Put that pillow under your head. Good. Are you comfortable? Okay. I don't want to start you off with too much, so I'm gonna. Does that feel good? When I touch you like that? Your clit is so pretty. The way it peeks out from your folds like that. Good. You're so wet right now. Can you feel how wet you are? God, you taste like roses. Of course I tasted my fingers. Are you kidding me? Finger a woman is one thing, but oral is where the fun really starts. I would if you want me to. Do you want me to go down on you? Okay. Here. Just pull your leg up a little so I can. And then. Oh, fuck. Mm. God, your gun tastes so good. You like that? And, well, we're finding out all kinds of fun things today, aren't we? If you shift your hips just a little bit, I can put my finger in your ass. You haven't? Really? Oh, and you don't. Please. Please let me be your first. Please. I'll just use one finger. I mean, since you've never done this before, it'll probably feel huge, but it's not, I promise. Are you sure? Yeah, we want to get it really wet. See how good that feels? Just barely touching that ring. Okay. Take a deep breath. Just relax. I'm gonna count to. Here we go. There we go. What's going in? Just relax. Good. God, that is so fucking hot. I promised it's just one finger. I told you it would feel huge. It feels good though, right? Fuck, you look so good squirming like that. I want to make you come so bad right now. Oh, you can do that for me. Will you come for me? With my finger in your ass and my tongue on your cunt. You're gonna come for me? Does it feel good when I touch you like that? I can't believe I'm gonna make you come fuck. Yes, yes. Do it. Come for me. Fucking come. Oh my God, do it. Yes, holy shit, yes, that's incredible. Oh my God, I'm gonna come again. Fuck. I'm gonna. Fuck, come here. Because I want to taste yourself. See, I told you, you taste so good. Stay just like that, just for a second. There. God. Look at that picture. Look at how fucking good you look with your legs split, and your skin all pebbled with sweat. Fuck. No, this picture's just for me. For myself. I want to be able to remember you in this moment just like that. Okay. Don't take this the wrong way. But you're crazy blushing right now. Like, you look like you got sunburn. If she comes back and sees you like that, she's gonna know something happened. Okay, don't use up all the hot water. Oh, okay, yeah, I'll be in a minute. See, Daddy? I told you. I could. And scent. Coming.